This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The bottom line is that liberals don't believe in any system. They don't have any principles that are universally applied.
The Health Ranger Report.
They don't believe any institution of government or any institution of law other than those that happen to serve their interests at the moment.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I've got a bombshell story for you today in the realm of breast cancer surgery and science. This is the Health Ranger Science Podcast at healthrangerscience.com. It's a new website, so it's not well populated yet. Have a little patience with it. We'll get more podcasts up there shortly. The news today is about the fact that about half of breast cancer surgeries involving bilateral mastectomies due to so-called BRCA genes, you know, the breast cancer genes, turns out to be a total con job. And this is coming out of researchers from the Stanford University of Medicine who have explained in their study, and they've surveyed many, many surgeons and cancer doctors and genetic counselors, and they found that there are variants of these breast cancer genes that are not risky, and they're called VUS, or variants of uncertain significance, VUS. And it means that a woman doesn't have high risk of cancer, but when breast cancer surgeons are finding this variant, they are falsely telling the women that they're going to die if they don't have the surgery. And so breast cancer surgeons are profiting by deceiving the women that they are then maiming for profit. And this is no surprise because, you know, breast cancer surgeons, I know there are probably some good ones and some ethical ones out there, but there are also some very, very unethical surgeons. Even some sociopathic psycho surgeons who I've mentioned in my story on naturalnews.com who are engaged in some very, very unethical, fraudulent, and perhaps even criminal operations on women. In fact, one of them operating in Detroit was a colleague of Dr. Fareed Fattah, who was arrested, indicted, and imprisoned by the federal government for running a massive cancer chemotherapy fraud factory, in essence. He would falsely diagnose everybody with cancer and then profit from the chemotherapy. And that doctor's name was Dr. Fareed Fattah, F-A-T-A. And there are other surgeons now who are using genetic testing as a BS factor to BS their patients and scare women into consenting to breast cancer surgery when it is not medically justified. So this comes out of Stanford, and in particular, there's a doctor there, a woman named Dr. Allison Kurian. She's an associate professor of medicine and health research and policy at Stanford, and she has she's one of the people involved in this study. And what she's found is really incredibly alarming. She's found that most women don't get genetic counseling, and as a result, you know, when they have a breast cancer genetic test, they don't get genetic counseling. And it turns out that genetic counseling is extremely important because most doctors are not experts in interpreting genetic results. And so a lot of breast cancer surgeons tend to just BS their way through the genetic testing. And if they don't know what they're talking about, which is very common among doctors when it comes to genetics, they don't know what they're talking about. They default to a most scary position so that they can scare women into consenting to the surgery. And what you should be doing instead, if you're a woman, is getting a genetic counselor to interpret the results and making sure that that person is independent from the finances of your breast cancer surgery. In other words, if you take your car to a car mechanic and that car mechanic says, oh yeah, you got a busted transmission, we're going to have to replace that, it's going to be $7,000. You might know you're being conned, but you might not, because the person that's going to profit from replacing the transmission is the same person telling you your transmission's busted. This is exactly what's going on with breast cancer surgery. The surgeons who will profit from the surgery are falsely telling women that they're going to die. And it's a big scare tactic, and it's really, it's worse than used car salesmen, because you know, if you buy a lemon car from a used car salesman, you know, you blew a few $1,000 and you got a bad car. But if you say yes to a scammy cancer surgeon, you can lose your breasts. You can be maimed for life in a way that's completely unjustified in terms of medicine. Your genetic tests might not show this breast cancer, you know, high-risk gene, the BRCA1 and BRCA2. And I'll talk about genetic influences a little bit later as well. But you may not have that at all. And this study showed that a shockingly high number of women don't get genetic interpretation, about half, if I'm recalling correctly, and that about a quarter of women only get genetic testing done after the surgery, which makes no sense. Why would you consent to surgery if you don't know for sure whether you have that gene? And the answer is the cancer surgeons, many of whom are extremely unethical, fraudulent, you know, even criminal, they are deceiving their own patients and whipping them into or scaring them into the surgery so that they can earn profits off of that surgery, regardless of whether the woman actually has that high-risk mutation in the gene. This is big. This is a very, very big deal. What it means is, and also, you know, this has a huge impact on healthcare costs. Surgery is expensive. And if it's unnecessary, then it's obviously waste. But it's a kind of waste that enriches the cancer surgeons, which is why this is going on, why they scare people. They scare women into agreeing to this surgery. And sometimes they probably even dissuade women from getting a second opinion or getting, you know, waiting for interpretation of the genetic results. They use scare tactics like saying, no, you're going to die now if you don't get this surgery. We have to schedule it now. And women are scared, especially those women who don't understand the conflicts of interest inside the medical system or who aren't capable of understanding how genetics works. And a lot of people blindly believe their doctors, even when those doctors are working against the interests of the patient. And this is very common, and it's a big problem in the cancer industry, which is, you know, in many ways, a massive scam. Not in all ways. There are some cases where they may help people, but for example, you know, overdiagnosis is a massive problem. Mammography, 10 women are harmed from mammography and false positives for every one woman that is helped by an early diagnosis via mammography. And there's a great book, I think it's by Dr. Gilbert Welch, if I'm remembering that correctly, called Overdiagnosed, that explains all of this. It's a fantastic book. I've cited it many times. Even people inside the industry, see, that's the point of this. That's a doctor who talks about the overdiagnosis epidemic. And the study out of Stanford is from another a doctor from inside the industry who looks at this, who studies this, and warns that women are being given surgery unnecessarily. They don't have the high-risk variant. It's a con job on these women, and it's costing our nation, you know, untold billions of dollars in the aggregate. Think about all the pension programs that are paying for healthcare surgeries. Think about the insurance companies and how they're paying for medically unjustified procedures, which is raising medical insurance rates for all of us. Think about Obamacare or the federal insurance programs, Medicaid and Medicare. The cost of all of this is enormous. So it's enriching the dishonest healthcare cancer industry, but it's costing taxpayers billions of dollars a year, no doubt. I don't have the exact number, but it's a huge number. And the point of all this is that this could be greatly reduced. The waste could be eliminated if you simply made genetic counseling available to the women, even made that available for free, you know, like it's paid by the insurance or it's paid by Medicare. That would allow women to get qualified counseling, and many of them would then be told, no, you don't have the high-risk gene. You can avoid this surgery. And then those women can focus on lifestyle changes that can prevent breast cancer, which, frankly, every woman should be told about anyway. And those things include vitamin D, obviously. Those things include, you know, avoidance of exposure to cancer-causing chemicals, even cancers in the food supply, you know, cancer chemicals like sodium nitrite in processed meats, or hormone disruptors, bisphenol A in food plasticizer chemicals, other endocrine system disruptors that are found throughout the food supply and even in some medicines as well. There are environmental exposures that can be avoided. You know, you can drink cleaner water, you can breathe cleaner air, you can use filtration devices, you can move out of the city, you can live in the country, actually, is healthier for you. You can get more sunshine, you can have better soil microbes by doing some home gardening. It literally makes a huge difference. You can, you know, there are 1,000 things that you can do to prevent cancer. And the truth is that those things apply to you whether you have the so-called BRCA gene or not. And see, that's the other big truth in all of this, even though that this is not the main point of this podcast. The BRCA gene, BRCA1, and there's also BRCA2, these genes do not mean you're going to get cancer. All they mean is that if you follow a lifestyle and you have a diet and environmental exposures that allows that gene to express itself, then you have a high risk of breast cancer. But you can prevent that gene from expressing itself through epigenetic influence. Epigenetic means above genetics. And you control the influence of your genes and their genetic expression through controlling your diet. You can eat anti-cancer foods. We cover anti-cancer foods every day on naturalnews.com. Almost every day, we have the latest science on foods that have been found to have anti-cancer compounds and the cancer prevention components and so on. Vitamin D is very well known for its properties. Turmeric is a very important spice, a food that's often used in many diets that have properties for supporting good health. There are many, many substances. There are medicinal mushrooms out there. There's raw food juicing. There are vegetables in the grocery store, from cabbage and broccoli to garlic, you know, beetroot, all kinds of things. Celery has anti-cancer compounds. Oranges have anti-cancer compounds. Red wine has anti-cancer compounds, you know, resveratrol. There are so many. There are literally tens of thousands of different molecules available in the natural world around us, some of which you can buy dirt cheap at the grocery store, that help prevent cancer, that prevent your genes from, if you have BRCA genes, from expressing themselves. So don't think that your genetic makeup is a death sentence. It's not. And I find it interesting that it's us in the holistic health community who are giving women a legitimate hope for a healthy recovery and the prevention of cancer, while it's the dishonest, psychotic cancer surgeons in the cancer industry that are using fear and essentially medical terrorism to scare women into getting surgery that they don't need because it earns profits for the cancer industry. That's how evil the cancer industry has become. They're not interested in teaching people how to prevent cancer. They're only interested in profiting from cancer. And that's the wrong approach. We should first be preventing cancer, and then, of course, be educating people about how to prevent cancer, and then if they're diagnosed with cancer, educating them about their realistic options, and not just corralling them like a bunch of cattle into unnecessary surgery that disfigures their bodies and actually has a lot of psychological impacts for women as well. The removal of the breast through bilateral mastectomies is a very traumatizing event for many women. It's, you know, if you're a man listening to this, maybe you can't imagine that, but what if you had cancer in your scrotum? What if you had to have your scrotum removed? Would that affect your perception of yourself? And the answer is yes, absolutely. Of course, there's hormone production there, and so it may be even more traumatic. But my point is that these tissues are part of a person's self-identity, and women, their real, you know, natural breast tissue is part of their self-identity, and it's something that they have typically have associated with their self-image and their sense of self and their sense of womanhood and so on. It's very traumatic to remove, you know, surgically, you know, artificially cut away breast tissue for women, and it is especially traumatic that in many cases it is not medically justified. So this is the lesson in all of this. Don't trust your cancer doctor, because he, if he recommends chemotherapy, he's probably profiting from the chemotherapy. Most cancer clinics make money off the drugs. If he's recommending cancer surgery, he's probably profiting from the cancer surgery as well. You can't trust a doctor who has a financial incentive in you consenting to treatment. You need to be smarter than that. You need to get a second opinion, or better yet, have your test results interpreted by someone who has no financial conflict of interest in your treatment decisions. And that's true no matter what you do, whether we're talking cancer, treatment, or diabetes, or heart disease, or anything. You should always get an independent, informed opinion, and preferably an opinion from someone who has more than just the limited medical school training that's pushed by the pharmaceutical industry. You need someone who has a more holistic, more encompassing, more openly diverse point of view about medicine, which can include natural medicine, lifestyle changes, prevention, holistic treatments, even more advanced cancer treatments such as intravenous vitamin C or intravenous glutathione, other things that are very, very effective for many people. You don't have to maim yourself to prevent cancer. That's my point. In fact, you can love yourself. You can nourish yourself. You can protect your body and your health and prevent cancer at the same time if you only have the right knowledge. And that knowledge is readily available, but it's censored by the entire status quo. It's censored by Google. It's censored by Facebook. It's censored by the cancer industry. It's censored by the medical journals. The truth is that cancer is relatively easy to prevent. It really is. You just have to take the right steps and learn a little bit about how the body works and how cell division works and how hormones work and just do the right thing to prevent cancer. It's really simpler than you think. It really is. So you can get that information, of course, at naturalnews.com, which is one of the most aggressively censored websites on the internet. Now, for all the reasons that I just mentioned, because we help people avoid having surgery or avoid being maimed when it's medically unnecessary. We help people get off of deadly, toxic, expensive pharmaceuticals and get onto healthy lifestyle choices, eating healthy food, pursuing healthy lifestyles, you know, exercise, walking in the woods, home gardening, putting your hands in the soil and getting contact with soil microbes. We talk about gut health. We talk about friendly flora and probiotics. We talk about superfoods, natural remedies, medicinal components that are in natural foods. And we do so from a scientific point of view. I actually run a world-class laboratory called cwclabs.com. We are an accredited, audited, globally recognized laboratory. I'm the author of Food Forensics, a top-selling, number one selling science book on Amazon.com. That's the level it reached at one time. We are all about the science of preventing disease and empowering women to make decisions in their own interests, rather than you being scared or terrorized into supporting the cancer industry because that's where they make profits. Remember, the cancer industry profits from your ignorance. So if you're not ignorant, if you inform yourself, if you empower yourself, you will no longer be a customer of the cancer industry. And that's why they hate this information getting out. It's very simple. It's very simple. They don't want people to know their real options. But I want you to know all your options. And so that's why I appreciate you sharing this information. Thank you for listening. You can hear more science podcasts at healthrangerscience.com. Once the website is up, anyway. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body. things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.